Omi is up next.
Girl, there's something about me that you ought to know. I never felt the need to lose control. Always held him back and played it slow. But not this time. Baby, don't be gentle. I can handle anything.
Baby, take me on a journey. I've been thinking lately I could use a little time alone with you. Crazy, let's do something, maybe. Please don't take your time. You got me right where you want me. Ooh, right where you want me.
Girl, I'm gonna let you have your way with me. But when you move like that, it's hard to breathe. I never thought that it could be like this, but I was wrong.
Baby, don't be gentle, I can handle anything. Baby, take me on a journey. I've been thinking lately I could use a little time alone with you. Crazy, let's do something, maybe. Please don't take your time.
You got me right where you want me. Can't explain it, how you swept me off my feet. Unexpectedly, in slow motion. My imagination's running, trying to keep my body still. I can hardly stand the thrill. Yeah, yeah. Well, baby, don't be gentle, I can handle anything.
Baby, take me on a journey. I've been thinking lately I could use a little time alone with you. Crazy, let's do something, maybe. Please don't take your time.
You got me right where you want me,
baby. Take me on a journey. I've been thinking lately I could use a little time alone with you. Crazy, let's do something, maybe. Please don't take your time.
You got me. Hey, hey, hey. You got me right where you.
And that was Omi Pride 09 with I don't know the name of this song. That's not the name of the song. I don't know the name of this song.
Right Where You Want Me by Jesse McCartney off his second album.
That would explain why he kept saying Right Where You Want Me. And I gotta be honest, I'm glad that I'm going first on this one, because this is kind of my favorite for the night. And people might disagree with me with that, but I found this entertaining for me. Like, I thought that vocally you were nice with it, and your harmonies are always awesome to listen to, and it was very pleasant to listen to. I mean, there was a couple of puffs here and there, but overall I thought you had this nice little, like, kind of like sly attitude about you, like, oh, so I'm Omi Pride 09 kind of thing going on. And I thought it was playful and fun, and I don't know, I just, there was something about it that really caught my attention, kept my attention through the entire thing, and other people have failed to do that tonight, so props to you for being able to hold Ambie's attention span, and entertain me. So, yeah, good job, Omi. Rain?
Okay, I'm gonna start with negative. You'll see why. Overall, the harmonies, some points, like the background harmony got a little bit as loud as the melody, and then in some of the falsetto points, the background vocals were just as loud, so I think that was blending. And then I know about the mic issue, so I'm not going to harp on that. It sounded a little brassy to me, but it's the mic. I know that. But ending on a positive, I agree with Ambie. This is like one of my favorites of the night.
Yes, I'm not crazy.
I think this was a great song choice because I know Omi, your style is like very R&B, and like Jesse McCartney can get like very R&B at times, and like it's just, this was a really good song choice when it comes to how it flowed and how you presented it, and it was a really well done. I liked it a lot.
Hi.
Jeffers?
Hi, Omi. Yeah, I thought this was a good song choice. I like the tone you used for it. It was a nice fit. Like, it had a slight rasp to it that gave it more texture than your usual pretty Omi voice.
Smooth talking Omi.
Harmonic Omi voice.
Very nice harmonies. Check mark. Good high notes. That's pretty high up there. Nitpicks were, I wanted the Right Where You Want Me's to be a little bit more punchy. Well, not punchy, but like a bit more staccato and like really nail that home, because I thought it was a little bit too legato for my liking. But that's just a personal preference. I don't know. I felt like you could have used a little bit more swagger. I didn't quite like it as much as the other two did, but I still think it was one of the better ones of the night. But yeah, I would have liked a little more swagger to make it perfect, but it was still good. Zoe?
You R&B'd it very well, and I thought this was a nice song choice for you, Omi. Let's see what else. One pop near beginning. That's just me being very nitpicky, I'm sorry. Loud/clonish harmonic backtrack, or I'm not backtracks, the back vocals. And that's more with what Rain said, I believe. I would have liked you to have more accents on I can't remember how the exact parts go, but there's a certain parts in the song that could have used more accent to them.
Thank you, Zell. Yeah, that's exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't write it down, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought some parts could have been emphasized, yeah, or something.
The ending started to get a little bit too repetitive until we finally got to the end where it finally changed up. I'm like, yes, a nicer ending than just being very repetitive. So I'm not sure if this is the best of the night, but it is more up there with me, at least. So, yeah.
Awesome. In that case, I believe we are on the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Fated of Fandom.
Sorry, a little early.
I didn't even finish saying that who it was. And we're already muting our microphones. Okay.
Sorry.
Muting.
I am so confused.
Me too.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. One, two, three, four! Everybody makes mistakes. Uh-huh. Everybody has those days.
Oh, yeah!
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way.
That's right!
Everybody makes mistakes. Uh-huh. Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way.
Yeah!
Sometimes I'm in a jam. I gotta make a plan. It might be crazy. I do it anyway. No way to know for sure. I figure out a cure. I'm patching up the holes. But then it overflows. If I'm not doing too well, why be so hard on myself? Nobody's perfect. I gotta work it again and again till I get it right. Nobody's perfect. You live and you learn it. And if I mess it up sometimes, nobody's perfect. Sometimes I work a scheme. Doesn't turn out how I planned. Get a stuck in quicksand. But no problem can't be solved. Once I get involved, I try to be delicate, then crash right into it. But my intentions are good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes just misunderstood. Nobody's perfect. I gotta work it again and again till I get it right. Nobody's perfect. You live and you learn it. And if I mess it up sometimes, yeah, nobody's perfect. I gotta work it. I know in time I'll find a way. Nobody's perfect. Sometimes I fix
like it's just one of those days when you just can't seem to win? If things don't turn out the way you planned, figure something else out. Don't stay down. Try again. Yeah! Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way. Nobody's perfect. I gotta work again, again and again till I get it right. Nobody's perfect. You live and you learn it. And if I mess it up sometimes, yeah. Nobody's perfect. I gotta work again. I know in time I'll find a way. Nobody's perfect. You live and you learn it. Cause everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
No, no. Nobody's perfect.
And that was Faded Phantom with Nobody's Perfect by Hannah Montana / Miley Cyrus.
Same difference between the two.
One's blonde, one's brunette. They're both idiots.
Ouch.
That is a really good way to put it. That's a very good way to summarize Hannah Montana.
Sorry, like, okay, working for the parks, knowing how she is when she comes into the parks, not the biggest fan of Miley Cyrus, just saying. She was a real biatch to some of my
friends.
I hear
stories about that.
Yeah, real biatch. Okay. I enjoyed it. I wasn't really wowed by it. I mean, when it came on, I was like, oh, cool, Hannah Montana. But her songs never really wow me. And this song, I mean, it was sung really well. I wasn't wowed by it. But I did enjoy it, if that makes sense. I know I'm kind of hypocritical right there, but I don't know. Yeah, at the end, the harmony was... I felt a little awkward. I mean, it's not like it was bad. It just, I felt awkward because there was, it didn't seem like there were any harmonies all the way up until the end. I'm like, okay. And then when it goes into just the acting vocals, it was like, it was kind of emotional, but kind of not. And then all of a sudden it goes, yeah, get it. I'm like, that's how it felt. I'm like, really? Huh. Okay. Yeah, like, I did enjoy it. I just wasn't really wowed by it. And go for Jeffers.
Faded, Nobody's Perfect. Back-to-back Hannah Montana, 2 weeks in a row.
That's right.
Yeah. I want to know what she had previously recorded for this week. I'm really curious to hear what that was. Let's see. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what note to go first. Sorry, got distracted. Faded. I thought your vocals could have been a little bit louder at times. I thought the mixing was a little low. And there was a stumble in the second verse on the no problem. But you picked it up really fast right after that, so that was good. And it was vocally pretty good. There was a couple notes that weren't quite all the way on pitch, but like it wasn't too far off. Why Rain wasn't like wowed by it was because I felt like I could have used a little bit more energy or a performance.
Yeah.
It sounded good energy, didn't sound great energy. Like it sounded almost like a rough draft version of the song. You know what I mean? But I think if you just up the performance and the energy and like really gone a little bit further, I think it would have been better. But still, not bad at all, Faded. Middle of the road for me tonight. Zo? Zo?
Unmute your microphone.
I'm back. I thought I... damn, Mike. I love you, Yeti, but you're annoying. Okay. Ew, the she-devil. And by that, I mean Miley Cyrus.
Agreed.
I have the same note as Jeffers is, but nope. problem can be solved. You stumble a bit on, but no problem. You had a shift in volume, like at around 128. Energy was good, but it could have had some more. Speaking something attitude at least on some. Okay, speaking needs attitude at least on some lines. Like it could have gone bigger with some of the speaking. Bigger entrance coming back into the song after the whole speaking spiel section. And I would have liked a bigger, like, grr or something. Like, nobody's perfect or some more kind of, not a tacky bit, more something more to the last note or nobody's perfect. Yeah. Ambie?
Yeah, for me, like, I thought that your background, like, yes and stuff, had this really great energy to them, like, especially in the very beginning, that I would have liked some of that energy to move over into your main vocals, because it kind of seemed like your background was, like, so excited to be singing, and your main vocals were not as excited to be singing as they were, and it was especially in the everybody makes mistakes, everybody has those days, everybody knows what I'm talking about. They seemed a little too monotone-y for me compared to the rest of it, and it just didn't seem to, like, it didn't seem like the same song at times. Like, it seemed kind of like, I don't know, just it didn't seem to, like, be the same. I guess it's like the same song, like the emotion was a little bit different between them. And, like, I still thought it was vocally a good song for you, but I don't know. A little weird at times.
I think that's the same section I was talking about, the speaking-ish parts that needed more attitude, so yeah.
Yeah, that's the part where it's like, it was speaking, and then all of a sudden at the end it goes, yeah!
So it wasn't like a clash of style, it was like a clash of emotions.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I guess crickets or frogs. Time to move on and discuss results.
We're gonna discuss results. Yes.
Yes, we must break and discuss some more. So breaking.
All right, we've deliberated and we've come to. It's another case of the person going tonight just was consistent among all of our bottom threes because we were all a little inconsistent again tonight. So.
Like, in general, all of our lists were pretty inconsistent tonight.
Yeah, so, again, the person going home is not necessarily the bottom for everyone involved, but consistent in the bottom three of everyone involved. So, yeah, that happens a lot on this show, it seems.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone's so good now that, like, it's really close to cuts.
Yeah. Okay, so who won for you guys tonight? I guess I'll be the first one to say it. Omi won.
Have Nani. Personally.
Okay, so Omi won for me and Nani won for Jeffers, so the two of them are safe.
What about you and anybody? Zell and Rain?
Rush. Well, I already said Omi was the winner for me for tonight, but am I picking the next save?
Oh, I just meant who.
So Omi won for her too. So. And who won Omi, for you, Rain?
Me as well.
Omi?
I'll say so. Three wins for Omi and one for Nani, so the two of you, you are safe.
Mm-hmm.
So now, first official save goes to Jeffers since it was his episode.
Mm-hmm. And, well, Zell kind of mentioned it, but my save next would have been also Rochelle, so you're safe.
Grr.
Oh, haha, stole it. So now Zelina has to pick somebody else to save.
Grr. My next save will be Valkyrie Celeste.
See, that would have been my next save, so grr.
Ha.
In which case, I am going to save Princess Clary. That brings us down to our bottom three, which is Read to Me, Genesis, and Faded Phantom. So, Rain, why don't you save one of these three people, and we'll have our bottom two then.
I'm going to save Faded Phantom.
Okay.
All right. So that brings our bottom two to Read and Genesis. And again, the person going home is not necessarily everyone's bottom.
No.
Was consistent.
Mm-hmm.
No, someone definitely does not agree with us here, and that person is Jeffers.
Yes, I clearly had one of these two people much higher than the other two, and I don't know why they're in the bottom, but anyway, that's just me, personally.
Well, you get to save that person, because that person is not the person going home. Yes. The other person. There was one person that Jeffers was like, I can't believe this person is all the way down here.
I know. So, but I will save Read to Me. You were actually fourth on my list, so... Oh well, but unfortunately, Genesis, you are eliminated this episode. I'm sorry. Genesis. Yeah, this was not a good theme night for you, but
you one second last season, so.
Yes.
That's something.
Yep.
It's just people have upped their game this season.
Yeah. Competition is tight and fierce. Yeah, but thank you for being on the show. You were great, and it was fun having you on.
Y'all love you.
Yes, they still do. Prince Charming.
All right, so next week is round 9, top 7, and it's one of Ambie's themes.
Mm-hmm.
She's so excited for.
Why don't you explain it, Ambie?
Okay, well, technically, some people have already done this theme on the show without even realizing it. So they're just going to be going back and revisiting it. I thought this theme up, and I'm fessing up to it now. I kind of got this idea from Cover It, but not stealing it from Cover It itself, but stealing my own thing of what I used to do on Cover It. And that is Pretty Piano Week. And the way that this theme works is that you can do any Disney song whatsoever, but the backtrack has to be a piano cover backtrack of that song. So basically, like what Cookies and Valk both did with, what was that song they did? Love Will Find a Way, and what Genesis did with You Can Fly, that kind of stuff. Now, we're not limiting it to just strictly a piano and nothing else. Like, a piano has to be part of that, but there can be other instruments involved. Like, I actually made a playlist on YouTube for you guys. I found a whole bunch of songs that you could use that are mainly that Calico Cat piano guy, but there are some other really good people out there that do it. And you can also do, like, piano medleys, because I know people, like, do piano medleys of Disney songs and stuff like that. I have a couple of those on the list. And there's even some official ones. Like, there's this absolutely awesome piano backtrack of the Spectro Magic music, and I would kiss someone if they did that.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm looking at you, stated. let's get married next week over the song of Spectro Magic.
This is the
what?
Rumor has it Spectre's coming back soon. And I can't wait to learn it. I've already driven some of the notes from it, but I really want to learn it.
Oh, Faded, do I hear a honeymoon calling?
Ooh, we can go we can go together to honeymoon and see Spectrometric live and watch Rain be a big ball.
Quick question.
Yes.
If they have other instruments, is there a limit of how many other instruments there can be, or like how prominent the piano has to be?
Like the piano has to be extremely prominent. Like nothing really percussion heavy, or nothing like super duper synthesized to sound like different instruments. Because like I've heard there's this one cover I absolutely love of a Tangled medley that is done on a keyboard, but it's not done in piano. It's done with like percussion instruments and violins and stuff like that. So it doesn't really, it sounds like a legit normal backtrack. So the piano has to be dominant. Now, I mean, if you look through the playlist, there are some things in there. Like the one thing is This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, someone did, where there's a heavy influence of the original backtrack in it, but it's heavier influenced by piano. So something like that counts. Like I'm going to send you guys the link. I'll post it in the listen now to my playlist that I made. There's like over 100 songs on it. And we'll also include it in the email to give you an idea, just to look through and get an idea and feel for it. I mean, anything that's on the list is going to be good. Cause I mean, I wouldn't have put on there if it wasn't going to be qualifying for it. And yeah.
Just ask Ambie if you have any questions.
Yeah, I'm the specialist on this one. So really the challenge of this is doing the challenge. And what the other people did was kind of
work with
chameleoning yourself to this backtrack that someone else created in a cover version, and being both true to the original song, to yourself, and to the cover artist.
What about
so
if
that's kind of
they play it themselves like Genesis did in his You Can Fly cover?
They can play them. They can play them as long as it's piano. They can play it themselves. They can commission Me Fed Bob to do stuff for them because he does stuff like that. Yeah. So that's it.
Very nice.
And the due date on this is going to be the 22nd of August. by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like always.
I'm loving how all those submissions are, like, on time for, like, quite a few weeks now. It's so nice.
I know. Don't jinx it.
You guys are so awesome with deadlines. We love you guys.
Well, we did kind of scare them with the lovely messages in the emails at the beginning of the season.
So I guess that's it for the night. Amy has to go to sleep because she's going to work in a couple hours.
Babies.
Like three.
Babies are us. Yay. No, all the women that come in are pregnant, so the babies aren't popped out yet, so it's not much crying. There's more crying on the other side of the store.
You get to deal with the hormonal triggers.
Buy me something! So I deal more with the, ooh, can I sit in this chair? Oh, God, this damn kid. Oh, it's kicking me. That's what I deal with.
Lovely.
So, oh, my God. I think my water broke.
God, I hope not.
Clean up on aisle five.
Ew.
So thank you for being with us again tonight, Rain.
Mm-hmm.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. That's HCOE, Asian bromance.
What?
She's been dying to say that. You're both Asian.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool. All right, Zel. Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
Night-night.
Good night.
I'm such a dork. I need sleep, too.
Aww.